Well, I used to have a doggy and I called him Little Gomez, 'cause you see, he was a Mexican Chihuahua. Well, there wasn't much to him, but what there was all cojones. He really was a lively little fellow. Big dog, small dog, that mattered not to him. The canine equivalent of Errol Flynn. At the drop of a sombrero, he'd jump up and get stuck in. Taking Gomez out for walkies was embarrassing. Taking Gomez out for walkies was embarrassing. I remember one day in the park, his tally rose by 4. An enviable score he was amassing. 2 placid patient poodles and an Irish Labrador and a woman who just happened to be passing. I tried every way to curb his carnal appetite. I kept him on the leash all day and locked him up at night. I even put some bromide in his chunky meaty bites, but the only thing that might have worked was kryptonite. It's the only thing that might have worked was kryptonite. Well, then came the fateful day when he tried to consummate a liaison with the St. Bernard named Maudlin. Even though he was quite clearly fighting well above his weight, he didn't let that minor detail stop him. He nearly pulled it off, oh, what an acrobat. But Maudlin got bored and down she sat. They say that after making love you often feel quite flat. I'm sure that Little Gomez would agree with that. Yes, I'm sure that Little Gomez would agree with that. Well, I buried Gomez in the park, his happy hunting ground, a sad but fitting finale. I had to dig a grave that was rather flat and round, 'cause he looked like a squashed tamale. Oh, I really miss my wee Chihuahua chum. I went back to the pet shop to buy another one. Oh, I went in feeling happy, and I came out feeling glad, 'cause the man there at the pet shop loved corny puns. Is the man there at the pet shop loved corny puns? And he said, yes, we have no Chihuahuas. We have no Chihuahuas today. We've Alsatians, Dalmatians, the fruits of a flirtation, and a half-bald Pekingese with a toupee. But yes, we have no Chihuahuas. We have no Chihuahuas today.